It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and I'm your host for the program today. I so appreciate you joining me, whether you're listening on the podcast, a radio station, or just on my Facebook page. I so appreciate you tuning in to the program on a daily basis. We're in a series of messages called The Anointing for the Assignment. Today's program is the fourth in this series, and it's called The Oil Flows Where the Obedience Goes. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22, and I'm reading from the New International Version, this is what it says. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Friend, it's one thing to desire the anointing, and it's another thing to sustain it and keep it going. Sustaining it always comes back to obedience. God doesn't pour out His oil on random ideas. He pours it out on His will. And if you want the oil to keep flowing in your life, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you have to keep walking in step with His direction. Obedience, it's the pipeline of the anointing. Saul's story in 1 Samuel 15 is a sobering example of this. God gave him a direct assignment. Completely destroy the Amalekites. And Saul did most of what God said. But he spared King Agag and the best livestock. He thought partial obedience would be enough. But partial obedience, friend, it's still disobedience. And Samuel's rebuke in verse 22 hits us straight to the heart. To obey is better than sacrifice. That means no amount of ministry activity, no amount of public service or religious ritual can substitute for doing exactly what God says to do. Obedience is not a suggestion. It's the lifeline for the anointing. Now think about it, friend. Oil flows through a channel, and if the channel is blocked, the flow stops. Obedience is that channel. And every time you say yes to God, the channel stays open. But every time you hesitate, you delay or compromise, you're narrowing the pipe. I want you to picture a canal system with gates that control the water flow. If the gates are fully open, water rushes in, powering everything downstream. But if you close them halfway, the flow is reduced. You close them entirely, and nothing gets through. See, obedience is like keeping the gates open. God is the source of the water, the oil, and when we obey promptly and fully, there's no barrier between His supply and our assignment. But delayed obedience, selective obedience, or reluctant obedience, it lowers those gates and begins to cut off the flow of the anointing in our life. One of the hardest moments in the walk of faith is when obedience requires personal sacrifice. That's why Abraham's test, found in Genesis 22, is so profound because God told him to offer Isaac, his son, the promised son, as a sacrifice. And Abraham obeyed, not knowing how God would work it out. He rendered in his heart that God was at least able to raise him from the dead, so he just trusted God. What happened? Well, just before the knife fell, God provided a ram in the thicket. But here's what oftentimes gets overlooked. Because Abraham obeyed, God reaffirmed his covenant and poured out even greater blessing on Abraham. Sometimes the oil doesn't flow until you lay down the very thing you think you can't live without, and you give it to God, and then you see the blessing God will bring. In 2 Kings chapter 4, There was a widow who approached Elisha, and she was desperate to save her sons from slavery. All she had was a small jar of oil, and Elisha told her to gather as many empty jars as she could gather, and then go inside, shut the door, and pour the oil. She obeyed without question. I like the fact that God told her to shut the door. And why did he do that? Because sometimes you got to get alone with God. You got to shut the door of people's opinions. Shut the door of comparison. Shut the door of culture around us. And then the Bible says the oil kept flowing until every jar was filled, and then it stopped. Why? Because she had obeyed the exact instruction God had given her through Elisha. If she had decided to only gather a few jars, the miracle would have been smaller, because the measure of obedience determined the measure of the oil. When God tells you to do something, friend, always obey. Obey him fully, and you will see the blessing come in the same proportion as your obedience. The flow follows the instruction. We see this pattern over and over in Scripture. Noah obeyed God's strange command to build an ark before there was ever any sign of rain. And his obedience? It preserved his entire family and all of creation. Do you know it had never rained before? Read it. It had never rained. Water would come up from the ground and water the plants, but it had never rained. And God told Noah, it's going to rain from the sky. Build a boat. And Noah obeyed, even though it sounded crazy. Joshua obeyed the instruction to march around Jericho for 7 days, even though it looked foolish. But on the seventh day, guess what? The walls fell down. Peter obeyed Jesus' command to cast the net on the other side of the boat after a night of catching nothing. And then the boat almost sank because the fish were so many. See, the oil never flows where there's rebellion or self-will. It flows where God's voice is heard and obeyed. The other day I used the illustration of the GPS, and I do love GPS. It seems like the iPhones have now eliminated so many gadgets. Now they're your alarm clock, they're your date book for your calendar, and they're even your GPS. But if you've ever used a GPS, you know that it doesn't give you the whole route at once. It gives you one turn at a time. And you can't just ignore the instructions and expect you're still going to arrive at the right destination. No, you got to follow them one direction at a time. And that's the way God's guidance works, in the same way. You might want the 10-year plan, but God says, nope, I'm just giving you the next step. And guess what? If you refuse that step, you won't get the next direction. And the flow, it'll stall. Let's talk about some practical steps to stay in the flow. First of all, keep a tender heart. Sensitivity to the Spirit is so essential. You see, hardened hearts, they don't hear well. And deaf ears, they don't obey quickly. God wants you and I to stay in the flow of His oil, of His anointing, of His Holy Spirit. Secondly, act promptly. Whenever God tells you or I to do something, He wants us to act quickly and fully obey. Because delayed obedience, it often turns to disobedience. If God said it, act now. Thirdly, follow the whole instruction that God has said. Sometimes we cut corners because we find an easier way to do it or a faster way to do it. And when we do that, we mess up God's plan for our lives. Stay in the flow of God's Holy Spirit. And let go of your own plan. So many times we think, if God has a plan, I can add to it by using my own wisdom or my own plan. Let go of your own plan, because oil flows where God's will replaces your will. You know, in Luke chapter 22, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I've been there many times. And it was there that His sweat became like great drops of blood, the Bible said. The disciples by now had all fallen asleep, and it was between Father and Son, and Jesus was praying to the Father, and he said, Father, if there's any way, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. You know, friend, that's the ultimate obedience. The cross was the most costly assignment in history. And yet Jesus submitted fully to the Father's will. And because of his obedience, the anointing of salvation, it flows freely to us today. Friend, the anointing that's on your life, it isn't about talent, skill, or personality. It's about your yes to God. Every time you choose obedience over convenience, you position yourself under the steady flow of His oil. You might not see immediate results, but you're building a track record with heaven. You know, friends, so many times we think of the anointing just for pastors, for worship leaders, for people in high positions. But God teaches us in His Word that each of us carry an anointing on our life if we've been born again. It's the Holy Spirit who's residing in your heart today. And friend, the anointing on your life, it isn't about talent. It's not about skill. It's not about personality. It's all about your yes to God. And every time you say yes to Him, you increase the flow of His oil in your life. God desires to use you today, friend. Let's pray. God, we want to step in. We want to walk and step in your anointing today. God, we ask you to close our ears to the voice of compromise. I ask you, Father, keep our hearts tender and ready to obey you. Let the oil of your Spirit flow freely through us, God, not because we deserve it, but because we're surrendered to you. I pray for every person today, God, who's listening to On Fresh Oil today, who's struggling in their life. God, they know they've been called by you. They know they have a purpose. They have a destiny. But God, it's been hard to say yes and let go of their own desire and their own will. I pray today in Jesus' name, Father, they can surrender it to you and that they will see the incredible future that you have for them, God, as your plan begins to unfold in their life. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Friend, I'm so glad you joined me for the program today. I appreciate everyone who comes on this program on a daily basis and listens to Fresh Oil. I do this because I believe God has something for me to say. I believe He has a word that He can speak through me that will bring life to those who are listening today. I'd love to hear from you. Would you go by the website? It's real easy. It's weneedgod.com. All one word, weneedgod.com, and drop me a message. Walk in grace.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical, transformation. Keith Manley's newest book entitled Grace Changes Everything is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.